KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports last night, regional dual wrestling meets were held. In Class 2A, a regional duel at Creston saw Creston defeat Missouri Valley 69-4 in a semifinal match. Atlantic also a winner in their semifinal match last night, 37-29 over Winterset. That match went right down to the final event, as Atlantic had a 31-29 lead with Reed Nichols on the mat at 152 pounds, and he was able to pin Mitchell Holcomb of Winterset at 441 of that match to give Atlantic that dual victory, 37-29. That set up a final between Creston and Atlantic, a couple of Hawkeye 10 conference powers, and it was Creston winning that match. They win it 50-15 over Atlantic last night in the finals, Creston advancing to the dual state tournament. Cole Hansen at 106 picked up a major decision in his match. Carter Cox at 113 pinned his opponent in his match last night. Also, Reed Nichols at 152 pounds was a winner as he posted a technical fall victory over his opponent for Atlantic's victories in that final match. Also in Class 1A regional dual wrestling last night at Logan, it was Logan Magnolia defeating AHSTW 66-11 in one of the semifinal matches. Riverside posting a 35-34 win over East Mills in the other semifinal. That set up the championship match when Logan Magnolia posts a 72-4 win over Riverside. Logan Magnolia qualifies for the state dual team tournament with that victory. Also in high school basketball play last night in girls Hawkeye 10 conference action, a game heard here on KJAN, it was Atlantic rallying late for a 52-47 win over Clarinda. A sluggish start in that ball game saw Atlantic down 22-7 early in the contest, but they rallied back to tie the game at 26 at halftime. They were behind by a point late in the ball game before rallying for that 52-47 win. Atlantic coach Kelly Jewell had some issues last night at times with the lineup on the floor, and some unexpected players stepped up.
Well, I was frustrated with our effort when we took the seniors out there and put the regular starters in, and we just weren't playing well, so we subbed in 5 for 5, and Kate Falk had a great game, and I'm told her after the game the single reason that scoreboard says what it does is because of her, because she came out and had 8-10 points, a couple rebounds, got her hand on some balls, and played very well.
Atlantic finishing the regular season with a 7-14 record as they get ready for postseason play regionals coming up this Saturday. Elsewhere in the girls' Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan over St. Albert 38-23, Kemper Catholic downing Denison 60-25, and Shenandoah beat Glenwood 55-53. In Western Iowa conference action, IKM Manning over Trainer 60-48, Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 44-34. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva fell to Ridgeview 37-29. In the Corner Conference last night, girls action, East Mills over Heartland Christian 68-47. Essex beat Nishnabotna 39-31. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 59-21. Stanton beat South Page 60-31. Also in girls hoops, Boone over Carroll 67-36. Grandview Christian beating West Central Valley 52-43. Mount Air over Lenox 57-23. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 58-40. Woodward Granger over Guthrie Center 45-23. Also in boys basketball last night, Atlantic had some big nights from their leaders as Ryan Hawkins and Garrett Franken each posted 18 points. Joey Walker had 16 to lead Atlantic to a 72-39 road victory over Clarinda. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Denison beat Kemper Catholic 60-56, Harlan over St. Albert 59-45, Shenandoah topping Glenwood 62-58. Abraham Lincoln knocks off Lewis Central in double overtime 67-63. In the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning over Trainer 58-48. Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 59-39. Rolling Valley play saw Arweva beat Ridgeview 56-50 and Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 78-34. In the Corner Conference, it was Clarinda Academy over Fremont Mills 42-41. East Mills beat Heartland Christian 73-38. Nishnabotna topping Essex 57-38. Stanton beat South Page 80-38. Also, it was Carroll over Boone 64-48. East Union beat Southwest Valley 60-51. Mount Air over Lenox 50-37. Grandview Christian beating West Central Valley 66-40. Nottoway Valley a winner over Bedford by a final of 59-43 in boys basketball last night. Another night, another close road victory for Kentucky, which remains the only undefeated Division I men's basketball team in the country. Willie Cauley-Stein scored 15 points, and top-ranked Kentucky stayed undefeated with another tough road win, 71-69 over LSU, when the Tigers missed a three-pointer that could have won it at the buzzer. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 5 Wisconsin built a big lead early and then held off Nebraska's late comeback for a 65-55 victory. The Badgers are 22-2 overall. They're 10-1 in the Big Ten. Wayne Selden Jr. scored 16 points, and number 8 Kansas shot well from three-point range, beating Texas Tech 73-51. Jerrion Grant scored 22 points, and Demetrius Jackson hit the tying and go-ahead baskets as number 10 Notre Dame outlasted Clemson 60-58. Number 24, Arkansas overwhelmed Auburn 101-87. And a family member says Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian remains hospitalized in very critical condition in Las Vegas with family members at his side. A son-in-law, Dr. Zafi Demant, said the 84-year-old Tarkanian was fighting a respiratory ailment and an infection for which he was taken by ambulance to a hospital on Monday. Son Danny Tarkanian characterized his father's condition as minute by minute. He said earlier the doctors were trying to stabilize his father's condition and identify the infection. Tarkanian led three schools to the NCAA tournament, including the 1990 Nevada Las Vegas team that won the national title. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.